Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. A note about NFB in the kitchen from our loyal listserv moderator. This helpful correction comes from David Andrews, a man who rides herd over our many discussion lists. It was good to see an article in the Monitor about the new NFB in the kitchen list. Unfortunately, the article gave the posting address and said, "See the link below to subscribe." I did not see such any link, and I have already gotten several messages from people trying to post to the list without subscribing to it. To subscribe to the list, you can either send email to nfb-inthekitchen-subscribe@nfbnet.org and leave everything blank, or go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/listinfo/nfb-inthekitchen_nfbnet.org. Important scholarship program reminder. Deadline approaching. As one of our longest-running and most important initiatives, the National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Program helps blind students reach their educational and employment goals and so much more. Building on its strong foundation, we are now significantly enhancing the awards granted to $8,000 for the 30 finalists and making the experience even more inclusive, engaging, and meaningful for the finalists. Deadline for complete applications is March 31. Learn more and encourage students to apply at nfb.org/scholarships. COVID-19 at-home test update. Use IRA, sponsored by the Federation. The Biden administration is distributing free at-home COVID-19 tests to households in the United States. It is critical that these tests be non-visually accessible. The National Federation of the Blind is committed to providing solutions and holding the government accountable. As part of that commitment, we are sponsoring the use of IRA for any blind person in the United States taking an at-home COVID-19 test. IRA promotion for all blind people. IRA is committed to providing continued support to our community by making otherwise inaccessible information and processes related to the latest COVID-19 health concerns and vaccination requirements accessible. With the generous support and collaboration of the National Federation of the Blind, the transformative membership and advocacy organization of blind Americans, any person can use the IRA service free for the completion of COVID-19 at-home tests. It's necessary to be an IRA Explorer to take advantage of this promotion, but becoming an Explorer is quick and easy, and you can try it for free. As part of the promotion, you'll be asked a few questions that will help provide important data in the at-home test accessibility efforts. Download the IRA app and try it free in 3 easy steps. Additional resources. You can now access government at-home COVID-19 testing information on NFB Newsline. For more information, visit https://nfb.org/covid-tests. The Disability Information and Assistance Line, DIAL, is an additional resource connecting people with disabilities to COVID-19 information, including testing instructions and other assistance with the at-home tests that can be ordered from the government. The National Federation of the Blind encourages contacting DIAL to inquire about accessible testing options. DIAL support can be reached by calling 888-677-1199 or by emailing dial@usaginganddisability.org. How you can help. Twitter is a social media platform that provides a public opportunity to demand that the Biden administration put accessible systems in place for test distribution and work with us and test manufacturers to make the tests accessible. Here are some ways to help. Tweet to President Biden @POTUS and let him know that accessible COVID-19 at-home tests are vital for blind people. Share your concerns about the impact this will have and include the hashtag COVID-19 in your posts. There is no hyphen in the hashtag. Like, comment on, and retweet posts from the National Federation of the Blind @NFB_voice. A Twitter account will be needed to engage with this digital public push for answers. To learn more about Twitter, review our general Twitter tips. Additional updates and information. For more information on the advocacy work regarding at-home tests, visit https://nfb.org/covid-tests. If you know of more information or additional resources regarding at-home tests, please email communicationsteam@nfb.org. Attend 2022 NFB Bell Academy In-Home Edition. Applications now open. Enhance Braille and non-visual skills with us. The National Federation of the Blind is offering 1 3-week virtual program of the NFB Bell Academy In-Home Edition this summer to prepare blind and low-vision children to grow into confident and independent blind people by enhancing their education. Options are available for beginner, immediate, and advanced students July 18 through August 5, 2022. Additionally, in-person NFB Bell Academies will also be offered in a city near you. Receive Braille and other fun materials for lessons, connect with experienced teachers, build relationships with other blind students and mentors. About NFB Bell, NFB Bell Academy, an annual summer program, is appropriate for blind and low-vision children ages 4 through 12 who do not receive enough Braille and non-visual skills instruction in school, could benefit from more Braille exposure over the summer, would enjoy connecting with blind role models. In-person locations coming soon. Apply today. Take advantage of this opportunity for your child to connect with blind role models. Limited space is available. Learn more and apply now. https://nfb.org/programs-services/nfb-bell-academy. Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award applications accepted. The National Federation of the Blind is accepting nominations of individuals or organizations who are a positive force in the lives of blind people and help us transform dreams into reality. Each application must include a letter of recommendation. Learn more and submit a nomination for the 2022 Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards at https://nfb.org/BOLOTIN. New opportunities for careers in rehabilitation of the blind. Scholarships are now available. The GRE requirement may now be permanently waived for applicants who qualify. Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness, Louisiana Tech University. Structured Discovery Cane Travel, SDCT, and Structured Discovery Rehabilitation have been demonstrated to be among the most innovative and effective forms of rehabilitation training for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Louisiana Tech University has operated its orientation and mobility program on this model successfully for 21 years, with upwards of 95% successful employment and employer satisfaction rates. Scholarships are now available for qualified individuals seeking one of the following degree paths: Master of Arts in Counseling/Guidance with concentration in Orientation and Mobility, Master of Arts in Counseling and Guidance with concentration in Rehabilitation Teaching for the Blind. Why me? The field of educating and rehabilitating children and adults who are blind is deeply rewarding and life-changing. The job market is wide open. Currently, we receive 4 times the number of employer requests than we have graduates to provide. Training occurs on campus in Ruston, Louisiana, and can be completed in as little as 1 year. No prior background or experience in blindness is necessary. We'll teach you everything you need to know. Scholarships are provided on a competitive basis to qualified persons and can cover costs for attending the university. Scholarships also support travel to conferences, trainings, and field-based experiences at Structured Discovery training programs. Who can apply? Individuals must already possess a bachelor's BA degree from an accredited university, have a grade point average of at least 2.5, and obtain a minimum of 287, verbal and quantitative, on the Graduate Record Examinations, GRE. Individuals must also be willing to attend courses on campus in Ruston, Louisiana, on a full-time basis. Note, the GRE may now be waived for applicants who qualify. Please contact Edward Bell to determine if you are eligible at ebell@lateach.edu. What's the catch? Payback through service is required. Agreement to receive scholarship funding requires commitment for you to work in the field of rehabilitation for 2 years for each year of scholarship support you obtain. Scholarships cover at least tuition and fees, but may cover living and travel costs as well. You have to move to Ruston, work hard, study harder, and have the heart to be an O&M instructor or rehabilitation teacher of blind persons. Where do I get started? For program details, visit www.pdrib.com. Send an email for more information to ebell@lateach.edu or call Edward Bell to discuss your application, 318-257-4554. Post-Secondary Readiness Empowerment Program, PREP 2022. Apply today to PREP 2022, a summer program for all blind/low-vision high school students. When? June 11, 2022 to July 31, 2022. Where? Blind Incorporated. Blindness, Learning in New Dimensions Incorporated. 100 East 22nd Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55404. Application deadline, March 31, 2022. What? This exciting summer program is designed to prepare students to reach their personal, academic, and professional goals as they transition to adulthood. The PREP curriculum empowers blind youth as they learn the alternative techniques of blindness and develop the self-confidence needed to become successful adults. Instruction. The core classes include Braille reading and writing, independent cane travel, adaptive technology, career exploration, and home management, which includes cooking, cleaning, personal care, and daily living skills. Students also participate in regularly scheduled discussion groups designed to build confidence and learn from blind peers and adults. Prep students live with fellow students and adult counselors in apartments. Counselors and instructors serve as successful and positive role models. Students shop for groceries, prepare meals, and clean their apartments as part of their home and personal management training while using public transportation on a regular basis. They begin to learn how to live independently while still in a supportive environment. Students develop problem-solving skills needed to take care of themselves and determine their own futures. World of work. Students will create their professional profile, network, and gain hands-on experience through community projects. These opportunities will help you understand various fields, the process of obtaining a job, professional development, and professionalism. National Convention. In July, prep students will enjoy the opportunity to accompany Blind Incorporated staff and adult students as we travel to New Orleans, Louisiana, to attend the week-long National Federation of the Blind, NFB, convention. During this convention, our prep students will join hundreds of other high school and college students from around the country when attending the National Association of Blind Students, NABS, meeting. Students will also attend other meetings and seminars, learn about new groundbreaking technology, and get involved in social and recreational activities. This annual convention is packed full of great learning opportunities and fun experiences. Confidence building activities. Throughout the summer, the prep students will participate in a variety of fun activities, including adaptive cycling, kayaking, rock climbing, visiting amusement parks, shopping at various malls, and much more. Contact Mitchell Gipp, Youth Services Coordinator, at 612-872-0100, extension 231, or email mgip@blindinc.org for more information or an application. We can assist you to work with your local vocational rehabilitation agency to attend the program. Apply today to ensure your space in this program. Applications are due March 31, 2022. Applications received after this date will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Mitchell Gipp, MATNCUEBNOMCT, Youth Services Coordinator, Blindness, Learning in New Dimensions, Blind, Inc., 100 East 22nd Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55404. Phone 612-872-0100, extension 231. MGIP@blindinc.org. From Colleen Roth. Hello, Gary. I think that personal physical description of oneself can be uncomfortable. I also think that if many people have to describe themselves in the course of a meeting or convention, it is a waste of valuable time. I do understand that some people are interested in what people look like or what they are wearing. I find it helpful to ask a sighted person who knows the kind of things I want to know to share information with me at a later time. I do not want this conversation about one's description to detract from the speaker's presentation. I do want to know if people who represent the NFB are unkempt and have poor hygiene and poor taste in their apparel. Elected. David Hyde writes to say, congratulations to the new officers in the Rock County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. They are Chelsea Dallin, President, Nikki Wolf, Vice President, Amy Snow, Secretary, Ben Dallin, Treasurer. It is going to be exciting working with this new board. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. Automatic phone dialer wanted. I am looking for a phone dialer that will work with a landline phone. I am looking for something that has a memory so that a 10-digit number can be dialed with the press of one or two digits. If you can help, please call Dr. Mayaziz at 858-997-7753. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.